Almost there.
Paul pointed to a doorway at the end of the narrow passage. Leisha looked back, seeing nothing.
Quickly now.
Paul nodded, hurrying to the door and opening it. Just then, the walls and floor behind them came alive. Paint and carpet distending and turning to hard scales, molding into demonic form.
Run!
Leisha dashed through the doorway into the throne room. She felt the mind wards on the silver netting in her hair grow warm and knew the trap was sprung even before wards lit up in a circle around them. Wanda fired an arrow at the approaching demon, but it skittered off the wards and fell back at their feet. Kendall, still running, ran into the ward net. It flared to life, and she was thrown back, fiddle skidding across the floor. Leisha lifted her horror wand, but an impact ward appeared in the air, knocking it from her grasp and out of the circle. There was a tug at her belt, and her horror pouch was yanked away. Wanda hammered the meat of her fists against the wards. Leisha could see in the magic spider webbing through the air. There were no holes to exploit. Paul sauntered into the throne room, even as the mimics began to circle, flitting half-seen through the darkness.
You little pissant! When I get my hand on you!
For all your arrogance, you are no better than the lowliest rock drone, beating yourself to death against the ward.
Paul?
The boy's mind is rich, for one so young. We will feast upon it when we have no further use for him.
How did you get in? I painted the mind ward on him myself.
One of the mimics shimmered, and as it walked up to the wards, Leisha's heart caught in her throat. It looked, for all she could tell, that Roger was standing right before her.
How delightfully stupid they are.
Another mimic shimmered, taking the form of Thamos so precisely, Leisha's eyes grew moist.
Even now, they do not see.
You were always in. From that first night, Arain didn't escape. You let her go!
It would have been difficult to unseat you from your center of power.
Easier to dangle a carrot and lure you like a mule.
The boy himself did not know he was ours, even as he led you to us.
And now what? You kill us? Eat our minds?
When you are of no further use to us.
Still they do not see. Pathetic.
We're pathetic! You're the ones hiding behind kids and changelings!
In response, the room brightened in ward sight, and Leisha looked up to see a demon lounging on the ivy throne, watching them with bulbous eyes. The Corling shone so bright with power, Leisha had to squint. Two other mind demons stood at the base of the steps. Their thin bodies were no larger than Kendall, supporting great conical heads, ringed with vestigial horns and ridges that throbbed and pulsed. Thamos lashed out an arm that became a long tentacle, wrapping around Leisha.
Mistress Leisha!
Wanda grabbed her, but the demon was too strong. It yanked, pulling Leisha from the circle, even as Wanda fetched up painfully against the wards and was thrown back. Thamos pulled her in close, smiling in that way he had when they were alone. He caressed her cheek with his hand, feeling, even smelling, like Thamos. His hand slid up, gently sliding out the pins that held the warded silver hairnet protecting Leisha's mind in place.
Do not struggle, my love. Soon you will have such a headache you will beg for my caress.
He bent in and kissed her, so like Thamos, down to his breath. Leisha tried to hide her revulsion, but no doubt they could see it on her aura.
When you leave this place, it will be with tales of our defeat. You will believe them. Remember them as if they truly happened. You will be regarded as saviors and take command of your armies once more. You will walk in day and ward your mind at night, even as you weaken your defenses from within.
And the hollow will be ours.
I don't think so.
You are helpless to stop it.
Leisha remembered the dice.
The boy with the blood debt will lead you into the spider's web. Only then may you strike.
She spoke into her warded earring.
Now, dears.
The demons paused. For a moment, nothing happened. Through the choking haze of dust, morning sunlight streamed through blown window frames to crisscross the throne room. The mind demon scrambled for the shadows, but even there the light touched them, their limbs smoking. Mika appeared in one of the windows, pitching a spear of warded glass that punched through the chest of the mimic demon in Thamos' form. Stella In bounded through another, kicking the Roger mimic into a sunbeam that burst it into flame. She snatched up the struggling Paul before he could cause any mischief. Leisha pulled free of the tentacle as Kendall snatched up her fiddle and Wanda charged from the now disabled circle. The remaining mimics and mines could not miss and find a path to the core in sunlight. They ran for the exits, but Stella In was faster, moving to block one hall. They scattered, but Brother Frank appeared at the next. Ella Cutter at a third.
I'd like to introduce you to my warded children.
The demons battered at the flames, beginning to spark on their skin.
We don't like the way you've been treating them.